96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. This is the Insight segment.
I've heard several comments from people that was talking about with the people, for the people, and by the people. Being a black woman from Mississippi, I've learned that long ago that's not true. It's with a handful, for a handful, by a handful. But we gonna change that, baby.
That's an excerpt from a new documentary titled This Little Light of Mine, The Legacy of Fannie Lou Hamer. You may know the name, but how much do you really know about the civil rights activist? She is one of the many unsung heroes of the civil rights movement, but there is so much more. As we recognize Women's History Month, we take a look at Fannie Lou Hamer and the significant but not always recognized role black women have played in American history. My guests are Robin Hamilton, director of the documentary film This Little Light of Mine, and Roberta McLeod, historian and women's studies scholar. Lines are open if you have a question or comment, and I'm sure you are after you get into this program, at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Of course, you can comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher or find me on Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR. Roberta and Robin, thank you so much for joining me on the program.
Oh, thank you so much for having us. This is a treat.
It is a treat for me as well. Now, Robin, congratulations on the film.
Thank you.
Why Fannie Lou Hamer?
She is one of those women where if you didn't know about her, and when you do learn about her, you are mesmerized and you fall in love. She is one of those, or she was one of the women in history who had so much strength and power and confidence and tenacity and just didn't stop. She had all of the odds against her and she fought. She literally put her life on the line for the right to vote, for the right to be treated as an equal. And a lot of times we don't hear about women like her because, A, many women were sidelined in history, particularly in the civil rights movement. No disrespect to the men, but I think a lot of men received a lot more attention and recognition. And she didn't look the part, as many people say. She was a stocky woman. She had a thick accent. And I think she did not meet the quote-unquote telegenic requirements to be a person who was representative of the movement. And she didn't let that stop her. And I just think she's a woman who needs to be celebrated. And I fell in love with her.
She was born in Mississippi?
Yes.
To a sharecropping family? Mm-hmm. Tell me about that.
She was one of 20 children. Same parents, one mother, one father, all of them from the same parents. She started picking cotton at 6. She had to drop out and do that full time at 13. So she never had more than a 6th grade education. And she worked very hard, worked her way up, as they say, from in the fields to becoming a timekeeper. And she just got fed up. There were a number of things that happened to her. And I won't go into it because I want people to see the movie, mm-hmm. but she was treated horribly and she reached a breaking point that pushed her into SNCC and ultimately as a spokesperson for millions of people fighting for the right to vote.
Roberta, on the scale of great unsung civil rights activist women, where does Fannie Lou Hamer fall?
Well, we were just talking about that. I would put her at the top of the list because people rarely talk about her or hear about her, but the atrocities that she suffered, and yet she still kept fighting and moving forward and taking us with her. Not only was she a civil rights leader, but she was the co-founder of the Freedom Democratic Party in 1964.
That's right.
In Mississippi. Now, you can imagine in Mississippi what she was up against because they beat her and they did all kinds of mm-hmm. things to her. So tragically, that they damaged her kidney for life. But yet, that didn't scare her. She didn't turn back. And she was a philanthropist. Can you imagine being a poor background, not with a major corporate mm-hmm. job, and you still giving to the public mm-hmm. of yourself, and you're giving back. And she's not only an unsung hero as a civil rights person, but she was a philanthropist also.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people have no clue about that fact. And when we talk about eugenics, they sterilized her, took her uterus.
That's right. That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Oh, my. I mean, can you imagine the depth of the hate to do that to a person? And she didn't even know.
Well, that's what happened. And that's I do mention that in the movie. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned it early on, and I wasn't going to mm-hmm. say it. But it is. No, but that's cool.
And the history is there.
The history is there. That's yeah. right. And so she was working on the plantation, and she kept getting sick.
Mm-hmm.
And she had gone to the doctor. Now, the doctor was provided by the plantation owner. So you know they don't have, you know, their employees' best interest at heart. So she went in and they sterilized her. Apparently she was having bad periods. It's almost mm-hmm. disrespectful right. to talk about something so personal. But
this is a part of the times,
yes.
that particularly when you're talking about some of the things that black women, no matter you know what their status may have happened to be, and we've heard a lot about that even mm-hmm. Even today. The number is 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking with Robin Hamilton. She is the director of a new documentary film, This Little Light of Mine, The Legacy of Fannie Lou Hamer and Roberta McLeod. She's a historian and women's studies scholar. Give us a call at 202-319-7810 if you have a comment or a question. Before we get too far down the road, there is going to be a screening locally
yes.
here in the D.C. Metro. Tell me about that, Robin.
Yes.
Please.
Well, I'm so grateful that the Bethesda Film Festival selected my film out of many to be part of the series. And so I'm so excited. They're going to have several screenings on the weekend of March 17th and March 18th and 19th. March 18th and 19th. So March 18th, that's a Friday. They're going to have two screenings at 7 and 9. And then on Saturday, March 19th, they're going to have a screening at 8 o'clock. And so I'm going to be able to be there and talk to people. And you can get information. You can go to their website at Bethesda.org and get tickets. And it would be great to see people there and talk about it because I'm so passionate about sharing her story. I think she deserves to have her story shared.
And indeed, it is a fascinating story because I'm quite sure that there is the Fannie Lou Hamer story, and then there is the story of the process that you went through to film mm-hmm. this documentary. It's only 30 minutes.
Yes.
So what do you focus on?
Well, I focus on her life where she is right at the cusp of becoming this national figure. So I start the film where she just explains a little bit about where she started from. And I have archival footage from the Library of Congress and different interviews that she gave over the years. And it follows her transition from being on the plantation in 1962 to working with SNCC and the grassroots movement to being the head as Dr. McLeod said.
As Roberta said.
The leader of the Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party, and then making that historic statement, that historic testimony at the Democratic National Convention in 1964.
I've got a little bit of that, and I want you to talk about that, both of you, as a matter of fact.
And if the Freedom Democratic Party is not seated now, I question America.
Mrs. Hamer still emerges to become a spokesperson for so many people who have been denied the right to participate in the American political system.
Is this America, the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Fannie Lou Hamer there, but who was the man who was also speaking about her and that period?
Well, what was really nice is I had a chance to speak with a number of professors who worked with her and who knew her. So I interviewed Dr. Reverend Ed King, and he was one of the people who worked with her. And, you know, he spoke about all that she put on the line. And that was Dr. Leslie McLemore. Excuse me. I'm sorry. He was with her in the Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party, and he was actually a student with her when she headed up the movement. And he remembers her vividly, and he just said that she was this force that couldn't be stopped, and she was unstoppable. And he said that today her voice still resonates with him because she had that.
Your thoughts about that emotional, historic speech at the Democratic National Convention in 64?
But you know, when I'm going to back up a minute, because in 1962, when she was fighting and helping to get people registered to vote, if you've been in your research, I'm sure you saw that. The plantation that she had lived on for 20 years, they threw her off.
That's right, yes.
And they fired her, told her she couldn't work there,
yes.
She couldn't live there. So she lost her home. And one of the quotes that I always tell my kids that she said was, she said, "They kicked me off the plantation. They set me free."
Mm-hmm.
And she
mm-hmm.
said, "It's best that they did that so I could now do what I can do to work for my people."
Mm-hmm.
So they did her a favor.
That's right.
They thought they were hurting her, but in her mind's eye, it was a favor.
That's right. That's right. And what's interesting is we were talking about Dory Ladner, who is in the film, who is a huge figure here and across the country, really, for what she's done for the civil rights movement. And she's in the film. She was one of the first people that Mrs. Hamer saw when she was kicked off the plantation. And in the movie, she says she cried, but it wasn't a sorrowful cry. It was a, "I think I've been freed," cry.
Exactly.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Talking about a new documentary on Fannie Lou Hamer, civil rights activist, icon, dare I say, as well as the place of black women in American history, specifically civil rights history. But I want to go to the phones. Mike, calling D.C., calling from D.C., what's on your mind, Mike?
Yeah, first of all, I want to say Happy Women's History Month to everybody.
Well, thank you, Mike. Go right ahead.
And I want to congratulate the lady from the documentary. I believe she said it's 30 minutes.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Yes, yes, that's correct.
Yes, I think it's very good to talk, to bring in unknowns that people never heard about. And the question I want to ask, has anybody ever thought about making a movie about the first black lady that ran for president? Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mike. You want to talk about that, Roberta?
Well,
are we talking about Shirley Chisholm?
Shirley Chisholm. But there are documentaries on her, but not, I don't remember a movie. I know there have been several documentaries of her run, and I worked on her campaign.
Oh, did you really?
Wow.
I'm old. I did.
Let us say well-seasoned.
Yeah, okay, seasoned, real seasoned.
Well-seasoned. And I want to ask you about that, too, as we dig a little deeper into the prominent African-American women in American history. But I want to go back to the phone lines. I want to snag one more phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Lisa, calling from Columbia. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. I can't wait for the film, so I'm going to be there. I just put my notes down.
Thank you.
But there was something else I wanted to add, and maybe you can expound on how I remember hearing that the president at the time, I think it was Johnson, took to the airwaves so her speech at the Democratic National Convention would not be heard. Can we just imagine what a difference that may have made if everyone had heard that electrifying speech nationwide? And I'll take comment offline.
Well, I want you to hang on, Lisa, because I've got to take a break. So please don't hang up, because I want you to hear the answer and commentary from my guest about your specific question. So please stay with us. Lines are still open as we take more phone calls about comments and questions at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you're on the phone, stay with us. Don't hang up. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More about Fannie Lou Hamer and unsung heroes, black women in history. We'll be back in just a moment.
The Howard University Radio Network is